I'm sure that I was much more liberal in my...
What's missing in Congress today that Vermont still has is floor debate. Even though they got lots of committee work to do, right, most members are on the floor, which means they're hearing the arguments. They're voting intelligently. They're not being told by lobbyists how to vote. They're not being told by polls they're taking back home how to vote. They're not being told by leadership how to vote. They're voting because they've heard both sides of the argument, and they'll make up their own minds. And that's so unique in the Vermont legislature. You've got to learn that issue, all right? But you also have to be good with people. You know, John Murphy was one of the best at this. And I got to study Murphy from the podium, because you don't have much to do at the podium, in spite of the term, the speaker. I remember the day Murphy got up and we were arguing an issue, and it was awful. It was contested and it was heated. And even some people who always managed to keep their cool were getting very impatient, getting up, and you could hear it in their voice, and it was getting personal. And boy, I thought, we got trouble. And then Murphy, who hadn't participated for 2 hours, the whole issue, Murphy got up. And I looked over at seat 150 and thought, what on earth could Murphy have to say on this issue, which he knows nothing about, all right, that hasn't already been said in 2 hours, right, by almost everybody else on the floor? We had earphones at the desk. You have earphones that you can put on to amplify, you know, the debate. And, you know, of course, you have a microphone that you speak into. Well, Murphy got up, all right, and spoke into the earphones and put the microphone in his ear. And he did it with all seriousness, all right, and the whole place broke up. And Murphy turned bright red. I mean, this place broke up. I mean, everybody started roaring, all right. And I just looked and said, are we a little mixed up today, member from Ludlow? And he got so embarrassed by that comment that he sat down. And you know what? The debate ended right there. Murphy ended the debate. He caught the tone of the House, and he changed it 180 degrees. And I talked to him about that. He came down to Florida last winter, and we visited. And I said, Murphy, remember when that happened? I said, you did that on purpose, didn't you? And he said, now, Ralph, don't you go making me reveal my secrets, all right?